Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Today we're going to be joined by Robert W.H. Price, the owner of Elite Minds, and what he does. He consults with NFL teams. He's worked with the New York Giants as well. And what he does, he's a sports psychologist, consultant, and he helps in getting these guys evaluated, helping in the draft process. And he's also kind of expanding out, helping individuals who are looking to get into the sports industry. And that is something that most male men and females as well crave to do at this time and juncture in our world. Robert, welcome to the show. How you been, my man?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. I just introduced you as well, and you've been on the show several times. We met down in Indy. We've met down in Mobile, Alabama, where you've done your work with NFL teams. Share a little bit about the new time listeners that are listening in. I told them how you work with the Giants and help that draft evaluation, talking with these kids. Share on that subject.
Sure. One of the things that I have done well over now, the past 11 years in doing this work, is in the beginning parts of that, as I actually was the, I call it the character evaluator, and also looking at doing some of the psychology assessments on some of the players as they were entering into the league, specifically for the Giants. What the Giants were looking to do and what they currently are doing is they try to match players really through personality and try to make sure that those particular players will fit well on their team. And they do that process pretty extensively as they look at who they really want to put on their team, you know, through the draft process and also even the free agency process. So it's really a unique way to kind of build your franchise and take a look at, you know, how players are going to actually fit into the overall scheme of what it is that you're trying to do.
Nice. And without giving any names, just give us a roundabout number. If you talk with 10 guys that the Giants are interested, out of those 10 guys, just off a ballpark figure, how many times would you have to say this guy's a no-go for what the Giants are looking to do?
Probably about 60% of them. I would probably even, it might even be 70%. Oftentimes, there's a certain, you know, there's a certain profile of an athlete that they're looking for. And, you know, if someone's out there and they're a big Googler or they really are into this, they can probably, you know, just take a look at their roster and kind of get a good picture of kind of where these guys actually come from and what types of schools they come from. And you can get a good gauge of they really are looking for A-plus characters, and that's what they're really looking for on their team. And then, you know, that's partly how they build what it is that they've built. You know, this is a successful franchise over the last really 25, 30 years. So they've been doing very well with this model despite having, you know, different general managers, but the ownership has remained the same.
Nice. And do other teams do this as well? I mean, is this just something the Giants do, or do other teams incorporate somebody like yourself in this draft process?
Other teams do have some similar processes. I've done work also with the Chicago Bears in trying to assist them in creating the same, a similar type of draftee profile. And,
okay.
You know, other teams also use some of the psychological testing and character assessments to, you know, help them make decisions with players on their team. But, you know, one of the things definitely with all the NFL teams is they really are looking at all of the nuggets that they possibly can in making some of these decisions. I know oftentimes teams get, you know, enamored with a player with some of the things that we see now since things are so televised with the numbers, but in reality they really do take a look at, you know, all areas of a player and really try to make a good draft day decision.
Once again, Elite Minds owner Robert W.H. Price, sports psychologist, consultant, joining us here on All Access Football. And you're kind of stepping out into other boundaries as well. I know you have a blog. People can read that at elitemines.wordpress.com. and there they can find some of the stuff you're doing as well. Because a lot of people, I mean, especially in this day and age, sports is so mainstream, everyone craves it, and it is a hard industry to get your foot in the door, and I know you're helping Alvin, what, Contail?
Conte, yes.
Okay, Conte, and you're helping him along. Share along with that.
Yeah, one of the things that just kind of being in this field for, you know, as I mentioned now over 11 years, is just, you know, you get a lot of inquiries about how did you get into this field and what can I do to get involved. And most, a lot of people are interested, as you and I know, about working with athletes and kind of being in this particular field of work. And so one of the things recently, this is actually one of my colleagues and classmates from Hampton University, in which he has continued to seek employment, you know, in this industry, and he's done a phenomenal job, and we've worked together in different arenas throughout, you know, our time after graduation. But, you know, right now he's just kind of in that process of really searching, and we're really just looking at, you know, all of the different ways in which he and I both have found success in this industry, and we're using this blog as an opportunity to kind of reach a different platform of folks who can maybe assist him, but more importantly, be able to kind of, you know, see what it is that does make getting into this business successful. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I'm on the site right now. Talk a little bit about the people. When they go to the, you know, the eliteminds.wordpress.com, I mean, you know, I see different, you know, the blog role. I mean, the lines, you got Twitter, you got all kinds of accounts. I mean, what are these people going to walk away with once they visit the site?
Well, one of the things they'll definitely leave with is just kind of one of the things Alvin and I have kind of hammered out is what are those three things, you know, essentially that someone needs to do. And really one of the things that even when I have a client come and talk to me even about career choices and career opportunities, whether it's an athlete or just, you know, a family, you know, looking to, you know, make some changes with one of their youth, is really figure out exactly what they want to do. And this takes up, you know, an extreme amount of time and diligence and patience, because there's so many avenues that someone can get involved in. And if you're not specific enough about which area it is, you're going to struggle in finding it. And so the key really is to figure out exactly what you want to do in the realm of sports. The other piece that they'll walk away with is, you know, really how to work your contacts and network. Because, you know, oftentimes in schools there's no networking class. Even in a marketing, you know, major, you don't really learn the art of networking. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how to do that effectively and using all of our social marketing opportunities that we have in front of us to kind of do that. And obviously, you know, that leads into being able to think outside of our box. You know, oftentimes we hear that. That's a pretty popular term now. But really, what does that look like, and how do you do that? And sometimes that might require you sitting down with a professional like myself to really figure out, well, how do I actually craft or create or carve out my own niche within this industry? So those are some of the key points that somebody's going to walk away with when they leave from the blog.
Excellent. And once again, Robert W. H. Price, owner of Elite Minds, and you can follow him on Twitter at Elite Minds. He's joining us here talking about the ability to get your foot in the door in the sports industry, which is very, very tough, and it's a demanding process. And I know from just myself, you know, I often get Facebook questions, you know, buddies wanting to come to the game, or, you know, how do you do this, or how did you get started, you know, can you bring me along? Like, it's a little bit harder than just going to a game with a buddy, but I'm sure you get the same. How many times are you approached by individuals looking to get into this business?
Probably every day, whether it's an email or a Twitter or a tweet. Oftentimes, you know, people, you know, they're so, as I share, you know, they see what they see on TV. And oftentimes folks think that that's what it is they're getting involved in. And that's really where it's key to sit down with somebody and really figure out what area, you know, where and what is it that I really want to do, and how do I get involved into that. And that's really, really crucial. And being able to do that and sit down with someone to help you kind of figure that piece out really, you know, helps and makes sense. I mean, I very rarely use what it is that I do to, you know, garnish tickets or any of those types of things, because, you know, my my important piece is really the client, but also really to try to make sure that I'm able to do a really successful job in working with them and making sure that things are going the way that they should go.
Excellent. Elite Minds, Turning Potential into Reality. Robert W. H. Price, the owner, joining us here on All Access Football. Getting that many, every day being approached about the business, I mean, was this what eventually led to you starting the blog with Alvin? I mean, was this kind of hey, this has to be done?
Yeah, he and I, as I mentioned, we're like great friends. So, you know, we've kind of walked each other's journeys together. And so one of the things that we had recently been just talking about is, you know, how hard it is for him to find opportunities. And then, you know, me being able to do what it is that I do, how I can assist him and serve him in getting back into this particular industry. Now, we kind of do two separate things, but, you know, I'm always keeping my eyes and ears open for him, but also for other folks who, you know, oftentimes, as I mentioned, usually it's a daily thing that I get at least one or two inquiries on how to actually work with this particular population. And specifically, since I do work with football, you know, that's, you know, as I always tell people, that is really our country's pastime. It really has grown and is really, really very, very popular. And so people oftentimes want to know how they can kind of get involved in that, and oftentimes those are usually the inquiries that I get.
Nice, and I'm on the eliteminds.wordpress.com site right now, and I'm looking at the picture with you standing alongside, or is that you standing alongside with Peterson and Stephen Ridley?
Yes, that is. So,
okay.
It was a good opportunity. I've worked with both of them, you know, some of our LSU fans that are listening. Definitely know those folks' names. And so just kind of help prepare them to get ready for the draft and do the things that it is that they needed to do to be successful this year. And both of them are actually having great rookie seasons. So.
Yeah, I mean, I spend quite a considerable amount of time with Patrick going through this draft process from the time that him, his agent, Pat Lawler, and the people at Test who were training with them down in Mobile all the way up to the Combine. I can't say it about Stephen Ridley. I'm sure he's a great character, but I mean, Patrick Peterson is just off the charts in character, right?
Absolutely, he's a good kid, and one of the things that tried to make sure that people understood is that comes from a pretty good family that is, you know, extremely athletic, and he's got somebody right behind him actually at LSU that some of those fans I'm sure are hearing about and know about and have seen this year, who will quickly you know, take his place.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and yeah, Patrick's fantastic. I was very impressed by visiting with him and talking to him as much and see how grounded he was, especially with the point of his life where, you know, so much was being offered to him and how he handled it. It was great stuff. I'm curious about this as well, Rob. I mean, you're doing evaluations for NFL teams. Do any agents ever reach out to a guy like yourself and what you do? Because I'm sure there has to, you know, because these guys are investing a lot of money going after these kids and, you know, putting these kids, you know, through these, you know, training facilities, and, you know, it's a big investment. I mean, has that ever been thought of, or have you ever been approached, or do you think that's something that might happen in the future where agents are actually looking for somebody like yourself to talk to these kids before they chase them?
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to eventually, as I start to see, become a new stream of clientele and an opportunity to do different work. This past off season, since we had such a long off season, I had an opportunity to work with a particular agency and their players, and kind of getting them through that lengthy, you know, off season. Because oftentimes people kind of forget that these kids kind of stop going to school or finish school in January.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, if we can remember back to when we were in school or graduated from school, where we were as broke as we thought we really were, and so you had to kind of, you know, realize exactly where you are and what you needed to do. And so I worked a lot with quite a few athletes this off season, coming from, you know, one or two particular agencies, really just to kind of support their players and kind of work with them and kind of actually start, you know, start the process of working on some mental skills, but also some career counseling, and really being able to, you know, get them thinking about their longevity before they even started this season. So that was for me, it was a great opportunity. So I'm sure
as that work continues to spread, that many more agents will continue to reach out and look to me to kind of assist their athletes, whether it's to do pre-combine, you know, training or working with their athletes on the long term during the season and then beyond and after their playing days are over.
Yeah, and I mean, when you started down this road, did you think that would be something you would eventually be doing, you know, working with agents, helping them in this process?
Not originally, I guess, because when you work for a team and you kind of do that, you almost say that your enemy is the agent. But in reality, it's kind of like you both have the same person's interest, you know, really as the player. So,
yeah.
You know, that's really materialized, and I'm really, you know, blessed to have that opportunity to kind of work on both sides because I also get to see what an agent, what an organization is looking for from a player and also how an agent can assist that organization in getting that particular player in front of that organization too. So it's a great thing.
And I'm curious, and I don't know if you'd have any take on this or not, but a guy like Kenny Britt, who has had some issues, and now he has an MCL, you know, tear, he's not going to be playing. You know, I've read in certain outlets that, you know, this will be a concern for the Tennessee Titans moving forward because even though he'll be down in Nashville rehabilitating, you know, just keeping him out of trouble, keeping him focused. Is that, you know, hypothetically, if there was a guy for the Giants, I mean, would that be somewhere where you're called in during that process, a guy like Kenny Britt, just to make sure that nothing, you know, off the wall happens while he's kind of laid up?
Yeah, and oftentimes that's really where the agent kind of comes into play, and an agent would reach out to me to work with a player like a Kenny Britt. Or even more recently, a player like Steven Garcia from South Carolina, you know, really being able to assist these guys through these transition periods. I mean, right now for Kenny Britt, he's, you know, had these recent troubles with some law things, and now he has an injury. And so oftentimes, as normal adults, we're like, wow, what else wrong, you know, can happen? And
yeah.
So usually I'm able to kind of help with some of that crisis management and really be able to treat, you know, a player like that around some of the anxieties that he or she might be feeling.
Nice. And when you're talking with most of these guys, I mean, if the trouble issues come up with these football guys, is it just playing career? I mean, what are some of the, I mean, what's the usual, you know, the common ground where, you know, these guys have trouble?
I think for most of them, it really is performing well to stay on a team for more than 3 or 4 years, you know. How can I beat the average is, you know, oftentimes what many other players are worried about or anxious about is figuring out how they can actually beat the averages. And the averages, obviously, when you're playing football, it's a three-year window. So most of the times they're looking at that and really trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to fit in on a team. And more recently, it's just kind of been working with players transition from, you know, really where they went to school to a new city, new town, with newfound money, but no one really knows them yet. So that's been some of the more recent things actually over this offseason, really working with athletes around how to do that.
Once again, Elite Mind owner Robert W.H. Price joining us here on All Access Football. Kind of nice to take some time out of his busy day to share a little bit about the insight of what he does. And, you know, that's one of the best parts about being in this industry is there's so many other outlets that people don't realize. I mean, I'm sure a lot of listeners are wondering, like, wow, this guy really does what he's doing, and he's this involved in football, you know, kind of a behind-the-scenes type guy, if you will. But that is another outlet, again, for people in the industry, I mean, people in the psychology industry like yourself who have found their niche in the NFL world, and, you know, you're you know, buddies with Jerry Reese and the guys with the Giants, and you're helping them, you know, form the team they have. Robert, real quick before we wrap everything up on the show, let everyone know, so because I don't want to mess anything up. I mean, you got eliteminds.wordpress.com. That's where they can find the blog stuff.
Right, and you can always find my blog, and really the most central spot to kind of find me and find everything that it is that I do is my website, which is www.elitemindsllc.com. You actually get to see my Twitter feed, my blogs, and any clients that I've worked with in the past, and, you know, email and phone numbers. So any way for you to get in contact with me is definitely through there. You can always follow me on Twitter @Elite Minds. That's obviously a great way to, you know, contact me as well. So I'm definitely available in all social marketing media channels, as they say. So that's you know, how you can get to me. I look forward to working with a lot of folks and sharing with them how I was able to become successful and continue to be successful.
Excellent. Well, folks, there you have it. He gave you all the access you need, at least to help yourself, and he'll look forward to helping you as well. If this is something you're interested in the sports industry, or if you're an agent or an NFL team, you're listening in, this is definitely one man you might want to talk to in helping save some time. And I tell you what, Robert, I really think that agent thing is something that I think that could really occupy a lot of your time moving forward, man.
Absolutely. I hope so. And hopefully those agents out there that are listening are thinking about the welfare of their players. Because as I often share with them, the longer they play, the more money that they're able to make, and the better off that relationship becomes. So it's obviously a great thing.
Excellent. Well, hey, we appreciate you reaching out, and we appreciate you coming on the show. And I'd love to have you back, like I said. I know this is the third or fourth time we've had you on the show, and I always get a kick out of just hearing that behind-the-scene type stuff, the stuff that most, even myself, don't know about, but something you get to know about because you have that inside access. And I appreciate you taking some time and coming on All Access Football.
No worries. Thanks so much. And make sure that you guys go to that NFLDraftBible.com as well to see all the latest things that Bo is up to.
Thanks, Robert. Once again, that is Robert W.H. Price of Elite Minds. He was joining us here on All Access Football, and a great individual, a lot of great insight. And remember, you can go to www.elitemindsword.wordpress.com. That's you can find the blog, and then you can find his site at www.eliteminds.llc.com. And you can follow him on Twitter as well at Elite Minds. It's something I'm going to actually do when this show shuts down. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can find all your other football news at www.nfldraftbible.com.